say, I mean, hi. That was weird. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. It's. I haven't seen you in a while. So. Hi. How are you? How are you? You're looking good. You're looking great. That's not weird. This is weird because, well, I'm making it weird. I'll stop making it weird. Hi. It's nice to see you. It's been a while. How long has it been since your last day? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? 8 weeks. That's a long time because we used to see each other every day. So, hi. Sorry, it's just I'm on a blind date and I am very nervous. And then I saw you and I decided to be super awkward. Which is not something you've seen before. Exactly. In the office, I am never awkward. But when I'm on a blind date, I'm just this. So are you on a date? Oh, you're on a blind date too? Wow, but you're not awkward. You're not awkward at all. You look amazing. No, you don't have to say that. It's no. Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Wait, is that a single red rose? That's how your date's going to recognise you. And how are you going to recognise your date? Oh. Purple dress. White rose. Hi, I think I'm your date. So, now's a good time to start being awkward. This is, well, it's certainly a blind date. Well, I mean, No, I'm fine. I'm just, I wasn't expecting it to be you. No, it's not a bad thing. It's a great fit. It's good. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's fine. So, hi, I'm your blind date and your former boss. This is a date. This is a blind date. We're on a blind date. Wait, I just wanted to check if there was anyone else in a purple dress with a white rose. No, it's just me. It's just me. So I'm definitely your date. Yay. Yes. So we should talk. No, I'm definitely all right. I'm just, like I said, I save all my awkwardness up for dates. And this is the epitome of awkward. No. It's fine. I'm just. I. Hi. Can we start again? So, I am wearing a purple dress and I have a white rose and you have a single red rose. So, I think that means that we are each other's blind date. Which is a coincidence? Yeah. See, that wasn't awkward. At all. Sorry. I don't mean it. It's just, it's you. It's you. And that means... Well, that means that everything that Alex said was completely true. What did Alex say? Well, they didn't tell me anything I didn't already know. Because you were my assistant for 2 years. And we saw each other every day. And we worked very closely together. So, If anything, Alex undersold you. Not that she gave me money to be here. I'm not being blackmailed. Exactly. I owe Alex a favour. And this is the favour, being here with you. Though if I knew it was you, I would have been here far more willingly. You look really good. Very good. Just... you look amazing. It feels weird to say that. So ordinarily on a first date, I wouldn't be too forward. But this isn't really a first date. I mean, it is a first date, but we're not strangers. So I'm going to be a bit forward. I know you're not used to seeing me like this, flustered and shy. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why I am awkward. So we worked together for 2 years. And it was horrible. Because it was so not horrible. You are wonderful. I don't just mean you're a wonderful assistant. I mean you're a wonderful person. And you just so happen to be my type. Not that I knew that I had a type before you, but apparently I do, and it's you. But I was your boss, so... bit not good. So it was a bit horrible because I had a bit of a crush. Well, it was a crush. The longer we worked together, the more it became a bit more than a crush. I didn't want to make it awkward. Because as you can see, I can be very awkward. Endearingly awkward, I hope. Really? It's kind of adorable. Call me adorable. Well, you didn't call me adorable. You just call me adorable. So for 2 years, I was professional. Because I didn't want to put you in an awkward position. And because I'm not that person. I could never be that person. I would never take advantage. So what did you just say? No, you said something about wanting me to... You didn't say anything. Okay, good. I mean, it's a shame you didn't say that. So for 2 years, I liked you a lot. Maybe a bit too much sometimes. Not all the time. Like when you would jam the printer. I only liked you a bit. I liked you a lot. And here we are on a blind date. It's, No, I don't believe in fate or kismet or any of that. But I can't help but feel that it's not just an accident. Oh no, I am going to kill Alex. I am going to kill Alex. So... There might have been a night where I was a little bit tipsy and maybe I said a bit too much because I was missing you a bit. I mean, I'm glad that... I'm not glad that you left, but I'm glad that you got a... You know... I was sad to see you go, but I was so happy to see you so excited. I just miss you a lot. I mean, in the last 2 months, no one's jammed the printer, so... And there was one night when I got a bit tipsy and I might have mentioned that and I might have talked about you a little tiny bit, a lot. And then suddenly Alex is calling in a favour and I'm on a blind date with you. So it's not really a coincidence of any kind whatsoever. Why didn't I say anything? Because I was your boss? Why didn't I say anything? Oh, you mean for last 2 months? Why didn't I reach out and... I was going to, but... At work, I am super confident. I am super put together. I am focused. But when it comes to dating, I'm nervous. And did I mention that I really like you? Because I do. And I wrote an email. In fact, I wrote a lot of emails and I deleted every single one of them before I sent them. Because they were... I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I mean, you could say that was thoughtful. I just... You're important. Well, I mean, you're right. You don't work for me anymore. So, would you like me to email you? Well, you're right. We're on a date. I don't need to email you. Is this a date or is it just friends catching up? Because we are friends. We are friends. We are friends on a date. Okay. Yes, I am fighting the urge to say yay again. I was hoping that you didn't notice that. When it comes to me, you notice everything. Really? You have a crush on me? Bit more than a crush. Oh. So, that is, I'm sorry, I have to, yay, yes, I am adorable. Stop it, no, don't do that, don't be so you, because I will just end up liking you more, and oh no. I really like you. You really like me. And we're on a date. Okay, we should order because the waiter just went all. So I think a food order might distract them from thinking that we're adorable. No, it's not just me. It's us. It's the two of us. Oh no. Look at the bartender. Oh no. No. Oh no. I mean, yay, but also, oh no. I mean, it's not bad. It's just, I'm a bit shy. Oh, you like seeing this side of me, do you? Well, as happy as hearing that makes me, don't forget that I can be very focused, very single-minded, very confident. Are you blushing? Oh, now that is interesting. You know what, darling? Darling, is it all right to call you darling? Well, you know that favor that I owed Alex? Well, I think I might owe them a few more after this. So, what should we order?
Oh, really?
Well, darling, I think you'll find that I'm only available for dessert. Oh, I do like that blush.
Oh, this is...
Yay.